Rainmaker FM.
This podcast is brought to you by copyblogger.com. Words that work. Build your online authority with powerfully effective content marketing. Get superior content marketing education so you can build a remarkable online presence. Head over to copyblogger.com to learn more. That's copyblogger.com. Hey there, it is excellent to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone, and I am a co-founder and the chief content officer for Copyblogger Media. You can always get additional writing as well as a complete archived podcast by pointing your browser to remarkable-communication.com. So, I was in a group recently, and we were talking about templates for writing epic blog posts. And it turned out that none of us really had anything that could be called a template that we could recommend. So I saw that as an opportunity and quickly realized that I believe in templates and I believe in frameworks, but this was actually a fairly big topic. Blog posts, you know, can be a lot of things. And if we're going to talk about an epic post, then that's probably going to take more than a few minutes to unpack how to create that. Now, when I say an epic post, I'm talking about an authority piece. I'm talking about something that is going to make you look like the smartest person in the room on a particular topic, or, you know, with a particular point of view on a certain topic. So these are really great to create for freelancers, service businesses, and anybody who would like to become a thought leader. So as a rule, I generally recommend you not try and call yourself a thought leader because it's kind of an embarrassing thing to call yourself, but it is a perfectly legitimate thing to want to do, to be influential and influence people's thinking. And this kind of post is one way to get there. Now, depending on your goals, depending on your resources, for a lot of folks, this would be the kind of post you might create one or two of these a year. So this is not your, you know, twice weekly blog post. It's a lot even if you have a once monthly blog post, although depending on what you do, it could work. It is the kind of content that tends to spin off a lot of ideas, a lot of related points. You know, these sometimes turn into books, so you can use it as sort of the main cornerstone of a lot of additional content. But the idea for this kind of post, an epic post, is that it is an investment. It is a real investment of your time and your expertise. And all of that said, you can certainly scale this process back for the kind of content that you do produce more regularly. So you can take, you know, certainly practices and ideas from this and deploy them in all of your regular content. So today I'm going to talk mainly about written content, specifically around blog posts or articles, but this works just as well for video, it works just as well for podcasts. So let's get into the first part. I'm going to break this up into at least three parts because I want to cover everything in the depth that you're going to need to be able to do a good job. So today I'm talking about the preparation, the legwork, and the research that you do when you want to create an epic piece of content. And the first thing, I've certainly said this before, I will certainly say it again, is that you need to know the transformation that you are trying to create. So what is it that you want people to do differently? Do you want them to buy something from you? Do you want them to vote in a particular way? Do you want them to vote at all? Do you want them to eat something different? Do you want them to have different relationship patterns? Do you want them to have a different relationship with their work or their productivity? So what is the transformation that you are looking to create with this post? You know, it's fine to have an educational post or a roundup post or something like that, but those are often not really focused on transformations. If you want it to be epic, You want it to be something that actually literally changes people's lives, even if it changes it in a somewhat small way. So what is the transformation you are looking to see with this piece of content and with all the things that you'll probably end up spinning off of this piece of content? And of course, really closely related to that is, why would such a transformation matter to the person reading the post, to the person watching the video? So what do they get out of taking your advice? Really look into this. Not only give it a lot of thought, but get out into the world and really talk to the kinds of people who have had such a transformation or who would benefit from such a transformation, and really get a good grasp of why this transformation is going to be something that this reader or this audience member wants to pursue. And while you're doing this, take tons and tons of notes, because that's going to be important to inform the piece when you're ready to write. And the other thing to get really clear on is, why does that transformation matter to you? So, you know, is it a personal thing? You know, a political goal just might be really important to you. A particular political outcome you think is the most just and fair outcome. Of course, it can be a business goal. You know, it can be you want to convince somebody to buy a certain kind of product and service that is the product or service your business offers. That's totally legitimate. But what's in it for you? What do you want to get out of creating this piece of content? Now, you don't have to tell anybody. So if it's just between you and me, and what you want to get out of this is you want to look like a big shot, I'm okay with that. I don't think that's a non-legitimate thing. I think that's totally fair. So it could be that. It could be that what you want to get out of it is you want to be seen as an influential and smart person. And that can have, you know, other implications. But as far as I'm concerned, that's a perfectly good reason to create a piece of content. You know, some people call it ego. You can just call it pride if you want to. And I think that's legitimate. One of my copywriting clients just created a course, and she has a total mission in the world to, you know, to help save people from certain destructive patterns of behavior that make them really unhappy. She is a licensed professional. She works with people who have this problem, and she wants to see nobody have this problem. She wants to put herself out of business dealing with this problem because it makes people very unhappy. So that's, you know, that's her why. There's a business reason for her as well, but the larger purpose really is that, you know, people are suffering and she would like to see them not suffer. So that's a cool goal as well. And again, you don't necessarily have to be all that transparent about why you create content. Sometimes that can be private to you, and that's totally okay. You can have a secret mission. It's totally fine. So that's kind of understanding the transformation and why it matters. The second big key to this kind of post is putting the time in to do real research. So reading five other blog posts is not quite there. You know, it's a beginning, but it's not what I'm talking about. If you want it to be epic, you're going to have to go beyond that. So one of the things you can look for is original research. Has somebody else, you know, run a survey? Could you run a survey? Could you actually conduct this research? Could you go ask 100 people this question and get the answer? You may also find that there may be some scholarly research that can help you out on this. You know, there are some good resources out there for finding scholarly articles on just about any topic you can think of. That can be a really good addition to this kind of post. You can certainly form observations going out there into the world, watching what is happening in your topic, and applying your hypothesis to, you know, to that result. Tried and true, business books do a lot of this. You know, they observe a result. They say, this person got this result because they followed this practice that I think is the best practice. So that's something that you can do as well. Get out and observe what is happening in the real world and then interpret it. And your interpretation is what makes it epic and not just a rehash. Our friend Andy Crestidina, we think he is totally swell. He runs Orbit Media, and he does a project every year where he surveys hundreds of bloggers and finds out things like, you know, how much time do they spend on posts and what are they thinking about when they're writing, things like that. So it's not a weekly thing. It's not even a monthly thing. He does this once a year. Actually interviewed Andy about that project on the Copy Blogger FM podcast. So you can just Google it is probably the easiest thing to do. Andy Crestodina, Copyblogger FM. Or you can point your browser to copyblogger.fm and I'll get you a link to that as well on the show recap. So the more you really think about who has the answers, really credible answers that you need to inform this post, the more epic the post is going to be. So maybe there are university professors that you could interview. Certainly you could interview your clients or your customers. Certainly you would want to read some books about the topic. You would want to be well-read on this topic. You would probably want to read books with different points of view. And then take a look at those books and go to the back in the footnotes and read the sources they cited. So you're probably beginning to see why this is not a weekly or maybe even a monthly project. You want to think about how you can go above and beyond, and maybe even way above and beyond. Now, there is another place you can go to inform this post. It is a favorite of mine. And it is what sometimes like fashion people call this going shopping in your own closet. So that's, you know, when instead of buying something new, you look at all the clothes you already have and rediscover things that you forgot were there and that you really like. And of course, if you have been producing content for a while, you probably have some of these in your own archive. So I have been writing for blogs for more than 10 years, so I have a lot of things I can go back through. If you haven't, you know, that's totally cool. You've got all your other options available. But if you do have an archive, it can be really worth it to go back in time, look at some of the material you've already written, decide if you still agree with this. Do you still agree with that hypothesis? Spruce it up, clean it up, and you can use that to inform your post. Now, as you are doing your research, part of real research is that you are looking toward highly credible sources, you know, university studies, things of this nature. And the other part of this is being very honest with yourself about whether or not that research supports your original idea. So we all know that there are plenty of extremely kooky ideas that are supported by, you know, quote unquote research. And sometimes that research is just made up by, you know, somebody trying to sell something. And sometimes there's one study out of 200 studies that shows one thing, and the bulk of the evidence shows something very, very different. And so I would really encourage you to be very honest with yourself. Does the bulk of the credible, well-conducted research support your idea or not? Because if it does not, this would be an awesome time to explore changing your mind, which is the sign of a smart person, that you can change your mind in the face of strong evidence. So you want to match the assertion in your epic piece of content to the evidence you're actually finding and not the evidence you're trying to find to justify a position that you wish was true. And honestly, the main reason this is important is if you're going to go around doing huge projects that are going to create transformation in the world, you should probably create transformations that are good. Right? So if, you know, if you are finding that the bulk of the credible research says your initial idea probably wasn't the best, then it's really a disservice to your community to continue to pursue that. Far better to change your mind. Let them know that you've changed your mind. That's fascinating to your audience. That's compelling to your audience. And let them know what you now believe based on the strong evidence that you found. So part of your research process is to find a lot of material about your topic, to go through it, to look for, you know, the really compelling and interesting stories, and then to refine your hypothesis, your statement, I believe X, which you're going to need to have in your blog post, and just refine it and make sure that you still wholeheartedly believe it now that you've really looked into the topic in detail. I would recommend no matter what other kinds of research you end up conducting for your project, I always like to have some quotes or even better, some interviews with experts in your industry. So you can normally find quotes, you know, you'll find them reading articles and books and other experts' blog posts. Always keep lots of track of those. Make sure you carefully document who said them so you don't accidentally think you said them when you look through your notes. But it's always worth it. Reaching out to that person, trying to get in touch with them, asking them if you can interview them. Say that you have a large research post that you're going to be publishing on the topic, and you would love to interview them for 10 or 15 minutes on the topic. Get them on Skype or get them on Zoom, you know, and ask lots of open-ended questions. Ask them to unpack things that they might have said or things that they might have written. Let them know that you will record it and then record it and transcribe it. I recently found a site called otter.ai, and that will do it does a variety of things, but one of the things it will do is a machine translation for free that is good enough for this kind of work. You would want to clean it up a lot if you were going to publish the whole transcript, but just to capture the quotes and ideas, especially if you go through it right after you have the interview, so it's not confusing, because sometimes the machines transcribe things in a pretty kooky way. But it is free, and it is definitely good enough for capturing those interesting insights from your expert. Now you have a unique quote from an industry expert that is a hallmark of an epic piece of content. So those are your three big preparatory steps. One, dig deep to think about the transformation that you want to create with the piece of content, both in the world and for yourself. Two, do some real research. Really think about how you can go above and beyond what's typical for blog posts in your research. And then three, refine your hypothesis, refine your ideas based on what you find, rather than going in with a preconceived notion and then just cherry picking the people who agree with you. You're going to have something much more robust and much more epic and memorable if you make sure that you stick to that last step. So that's how to pave the way. That's how to prepare for creating an epic piece of content, the kind of thing that will attract a lot of links, a lot of shares. It could certainly attract media attention, get you interviews, get you interviews on podcasts. There's a lot of doors that can be opened for you by creating this kind of really meaningful piece. So next week, I'm going to do an episode on how we actually sit down and structure and write a piece like that. What is the, you know, the template or structure that works for that kind of piece of content? So I will catch up with you then. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.